Hey, this is Mark Stowers with Increase My Small Business, and today I'm talking about, I'm in the process of designing a new web page for a different type of business, and I thought I'd just share with you a couple things that I've run into about it, because we're all going to be doing it at some point with our small business. The first thing is go out and find a web page that you really like, or even a set of web pages. You know, there may be three or four. Maybe in some competition that are out there, or someplace out there that you found that you really like, and print off the first page. And remember to put it. Remember to put a dotted line at where the fold is, or where the first, you know, as your screen shows up, you're going to have the first part of it's going to be above that, and then the next part of it's going to be underneath that. So that's what's called the fold. And so what you want to do is you want to take a look at those and see how it is. Try and print it off on a color printer, and just see what it looks like. And then pick and choose what you want to do. You create a mock-up of your web page, you know, and then you can then fax that over, or scan and fax it over to your your web designer and give them a good idea. We also include, what's interesting is I also include where I like a web page, I will make a note that in that area, go look at this web page or go look at this website. And so it makes it a little easier for the web designer to really kind of get an idea of what you're looking for. And, you know, nothing out there is new. All you're doing is picking out some items. You know, you're not completely redoing the whole thing or copying somebody else's website. You're taking and adding bits and pieces from different places. So, you might want to look at, well, should the picture be on the left-hand side, or should it be a free offer on the right-hand side? You know, how many pages am I going to have on my website, and where are they going to be at? Where's the drop-down menus going to be? And what's the free offer that I'm going to give? Lots of different things you need to think about. You know, when I first started out developing web pages and getting into the internet, I didn't realize it was as complicated as it is. But it's really a design problem at the first. And once you get the design right, then filling out the content's pretty simple. Well, at least for me, it's simple. For other people, it's not as simple. So again, you want to look at the web page. You want to go out and find some web pages that you like. You know, not only look at how the setup of the web page is, but also look at the colors too. And then think about who your customer is or your audience is, and make sure that it's aesthetically pleasing to that customer. You know, if you've got a woman, it may be a yellow and a light green. A man may be, you know, a little darker colors. You know, so it depends on what you need to think about and see what your consumer would really appreciate. But these are some quick thoughts about developing a web page. It's easy to do, but if you take a little time on a front end, it's going to be a lot easier for you, because then you don't have to go back and forth. Well, I don't like this, I like this. And, you know, it gets the web page designer gets pretty frustrated. So make it simple, make it easier for them, and also easier for you, because you can probably already visualize it. These are some thoughts. Again, remember the fold. That's the top third of the screen. You know, at first, you know, when you type in the web address, that's the first thing that's going to show up on your screen, no matter how big your screen is. And you want to make sure that that's very appealing, very catchy. You only have about 10 or 15 seconds before people decide whether it's worthwhile to go and look at it or it's not worthwhile, and that's the important thing. So you got to make sure that that's appealing. Everything else below that, if they're interested, they'll stay on the page, and then you can fill out the rest of the content. Anyway, this is Mark Stowers with Increase My Small Business. Hey, join me on the web at increasemysmallbusiness.com, on Facebook at Increase My Small Business, on LinkedIn and Twitter at Mark Stowers. Talk to you later.